Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Quick reminder, President Obama is expected to speak live at 12:15 today. And starting at noon, you can join itsafreecountry.org, our politics website, for our weekly Tuesday politics chat. Discuss whether you think the president did a good job during the debt ceiling negotiations. Then watch the address live and comment in real time. Join me, fellow WNYC listeners, and political reporters from left, right, and center at itsafreecountry.org, our weekly Tuesday at noon, It's a Free Country political chat, and it will be accompanied by President Obama's statement about the debt ceiling at 12:15 this afternoon. I'll remind you again just before the top of the hour. But right now, we'll do an edition of our occasional feature, a call-in of ambivalence. With everyone digging in on polarized politics, we will ask you for the next few minutes, the remaining minutes of the show today, to call only with issues on which you have actual mixed feelings, on which you feel ambivalent. So call us with your ambivalence about any issue at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. In a black and white world, shades of gray are welcome here, and we think it's one of the things that distinguishes this show in general. And sometimes we just take it up a notch and do it just explicitly like this in a call-in of ambivalence. Are you ambivalent about the debt ceiling deal? About whether we should be at war in Libya? Are you ambivalent about tax deductions for your home mortgage interest? Or about gun laws or whether ticket scalping should be legal? Anything under the sun, as long as you can put into words your own mixed feelings about whatever it is, so that not all of talk radio, not all of the web is only about my strong opinions versus your strong opinions, the cartoon world that so much of the media has become with no shades of gray allowed. And we're doing this today partly because we had a good display of ambivalence from one of our guests the other day. It was the writer Rebecca Traister, author of Big Girls Don't Cry, The Election That Changed Everything for Women. And it was about her New York Times Magazine article on the so-called slut walk movement, in which women march in clothing often viewed as slutty to take back the word from sexist men. The piece itself was ambivalent, and when most of the callers that day opposed the slut walks, she came off more supportive of them by comparison and said this.
It's interesting that the callers today are critical of slut walks. I've found up until this moment that much of the criticism of my piece has been in defense of slut walks, and now that there are people calling in and criticizing them, I find myself defending them.
Such is the plight of the ambivalent.
It is the plight of the ambivalent.
So there was Rebecca Traister's ambivalence about slut walks and a thought on the idea of ambivalence. Now, your ambivalence about any issue, welcome here at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. We have a webpage for this, too, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Let's see. Somebody wrote, the balanced budget amendment seems on the face of it a good idea. No more deficit. Yet most politicians regard it as carrying some pretty negative weight. Ambivalent is John. So are you ambivalent about whether to spend money on the space program, whether standardized testing is helping poor kids, ambivalent about the Obama health reform law, about whether homeowners facing foreclosure should be given new terms, about capital punishment, about Peter King's homegrown terrorism hearings? Do you ever find yourself in the position that Rebecca Traister was in there? You know, like, you see an issue as kind of complex, and the people around you are all dug in on one side or another, and you find yourself kind of pushing back one way one day, another way the other day, depending on who you're talking to, just because you see shades of gray. But then you ask yourself, who am I? What do I really think? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. I think you get the idea. It's a call-in of ambivalence. And Gil in Woodbridge, you're on WNYC. Hi there. What are you ambivalent about?
Yeah, well, Brian, I'm certainly ambivalent about the current status of the deficit reduction bill. And I hate to go to the idea of Obama as a brand, However, considering that he kind of really gave up the ball on letting the Bush tax cuts continue, I think that by letting this kind of go through, giving in, it even seems like the Tea Party may be placated to a certain degree. And I'm hoping that even the, quote, so-called left-wing media that are railing against him currently will cause Obama to move back to his own brand, stimulator base.
So that's a critique of the president. What was the positive side of that ambivalence?
Well, the positive side of the ambivalence is the fact that, to a great degree, all the guys on WABC, you know, radio are all going nuts. They all hate it.
They hate
and
the deal.
For me, it's a good indication. If those guys are going nuts, then it's probably a good thing.
Okay, Gil. Thank you very much. Let's see. We go next to Mark in Greenpoint. You're on WNYC. Hi, Mark. What are you ambivalent about?
Hi. I'm ambivalent about being a lifetime New Yorker and the way in which the Bloomberg administration went about doing merging the tree planting program with the bike lane without enough public input. There were no environmental impact statements. Now, while it's lovely that there are trees, I love trees, okay, and I think it's a great thing, but when you build these bike lanes and I see them spending all this money on the curbs and the concrete work and all the graphics on the ground and all that stuff, I can only imagine how much money that's costing. And could not it be spent in a better way?
Thank you. So ambivalence about Mayor Bloomberg's environmental initiatives. Raymond in Paramus, you're on WNYC.
Hey,
hi, what are you ambivalent about?
Yes, good morning. It's more philosophical, Brian. When I came from my native country where everything was imposed upon you, I loved America, from what it projected, individualism. But surprisingly, when I came here, it was all herd mentality. For example, it was all communism back then, and now it's all Islamic terrorism. So people think in that herd way, which actually takes away from what America actually is.
And yet a lot of people say America is plagued by such individualism that everybody's just all selfish and nobody's looking out for the group.
But on the other hand, I mean, it's the way I see it, you know, being an American Muslim right now, everywhere you see is just terrorism. On the one hand, you don't hear about Rupert Murdoch stealing all that money and, you know, have this complete sway over our media. Wall Street, but then he has always a story on the side which projects Islam as the enemy.
Thank you, Raymond. Dave in Queens, what are you ambivalent about?
Yes, I'm ambivalent about the ratings that might be given to the carts, the food carts on the streets, and
the health grade
and
ratings
as far as the restaurants. But also, I have ambivalence.
What do you like about them, and what do you not like about them?
Well, about the food carts?
About the letter grades? Did you say that's what you're ambivalent about?
I'm not sure
about
how accurate, getting a B or an A really helps people as far as knowing what's going on behind the scenes.
What's the pro side of that?
Wait, can I just say something? I have ambivalence towards the way WNYC has been covering the City Time fiasco that lost $600 million compared to the Manus parking violation or other scandals in the city. It seems that compared to other times where there's been scandals.
Is this ambivalence or are you calling to critique the David, I'm sorry. It's fine. You can critique the station. But this is a call-in of ambivalence. This is not a sound-off session. Gina in Rhinebeck, you're on WNYC. What are you ambivalent about?
I'm ambivalent about sending my third child off to college, and not just from the emotional perspective, but from the financial perspective, and is it worth it?
Uh-huh. And what's the pro?
The pro is getting the house back in order in a room back in that I can use now, and getting some of the tumult out of the house, and the upside is getting a college education. The downside is paying for it and missing him when he's away.
Thank you. That is a tough one. Jared in Brooklyn Heights, what are you ambivalent about?
I'm ambivalent about the smoking ban in public parks and beaches.
What's the pro side?
Well, the pro side is, you know, we're no longer, you know, supporting the big business tobacco companies. and, you know, it's not an infringement on non-smokers in public parks. The concept is we're kind of infringing on the right of smokers.
Thank
you. As a former smoker, I feel sensitive about this issue and ambivalent, just because, you know, I don't want to be exposed to the smoke, but at the same time, you know, I feel like it is an infringement on their rights.
Thank you very much. Caroline in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. What are you ambivalent about?
First of all, I had to check with myself to figure out if I knew the correct definition of ambivalent, to make sure I know the good and the bad. But basically, I'm a little bit weary of the over-focus on basically religion and Muslims in particular. Seems to me, since we have 6,000 religions in the world, we should actually be talking about tolerance and understanding. I often don't think we know who we know, you know, if a person's gay, Jewish, Muslim, or otherwise. You know, we've had Christian right folks killing doctors in abortion clinics. We've had Waco, Texas. We've had Oklahoma bombings. So, you know, I think the whole terrorist thing is, I think, overblown.
And what's the pro and the con?
The con is, I think we need to refocus our energy and spend less time talking about terrorism. The pro is that, okay, if we're going to focus on religion in one particular one, then maybe that's going to help us understand people a little bit better and become a little bit more open-minded.
Thank you for your call. From our comments page, Jacob in Brooklyn writes, I'm ambivalent about success in business. It really seems one has to be a sociopath and run over people to become wealthy. I don't have it in me to knowingly harm other people. On the other hand, I have a wife and kids, and we have to be sharks to survive. Stella writes, I'm profoundly ambivalent about the protection that the First Amendment gives to hate speech. And Rachel in Hasbrook Heights, you're on WNYC. What are you ambivalent about?
As a social worker, you know, I see people who come in on public assistance or needing public assistance. And I know now that they're cutting Medicare and Medicaid so much, you know, how do you come up with a policy that gets people what they need but doesn't keep people on too long? Because, you know, you see people every day on welfare forever, and, you know, you look at them and you're like, well, why can't you get a job? And then on the flip side, you know, you see people who need it but can't get it. So, you know, there is a need for public assistance, although they're going to be cutting it. But, you know, there are two sides of it. You know, you want people helped, but you don't want people to live that life.
Rachel, thank you very much. And Rachel in Hasbrook Heights gets the last word. Most of you got it. Some of you sort of got it. Some of you just tried to subvert it. But that's life. But I am not ambivalent about the fact that we did this and we do this from time to time. Thank you for all the great calls that came in and for just helping to be part of a conversation that supports the idea that there are shades of gray in politics and in life.